The earth is flat. I just wanted everybody to know. You've all been lied to.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Jamal, You Better Clean This Mess, or My Belt and Yo Ass Gone Be Real Good Friends Tonight. Enjoy.
What do you got after this?
Not a whole lot. Because, I mean, you got stuff going on today, don't you?
I got Jamba Juice and Jenny's. That is my day.
And that is your day. Well, because at some point, I want to go see Jurassic World.
Oh, shit. We could do that today.
You want to do that?
I have free tickets.
You have free tickets?
Yeah, you should also have free tickets.
Well, I mean, I use mine.
You use all of them? All four?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because at the time I was with Allegra, so I was only two movies.
Okay. What movies did you see?
I think one of them I used to go see Sing, and the other one was Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, so you used them a while ago.
Yeah, no, I used them a while ago. Because I was like, I'm going to go see Spider-Man No Way Home for free.
No, of course.
Because I knew I was going to have to see that movie at least twice, which I did. So I only had to pay for one instance.
Nice. I've only used one of the tickets, and I went to see the Doctor Strange, new Doctor Strange.
New Doctor Strange? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did see Doctor Strange as well.
That was good.
I like that. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I liked it very much. I'm literally a Doctor Strange
fan. Oh, yeah.
Right here.
He's one of the best. I liked Scarlet Witch as a villain. Seeing her as a villain was really cool.
Seeing her just kill people?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was ridiculous.
Dude, that was insane.
Awesome.
Well, let's see.
I need AMC.
Mm-hmm.
What is the closest AMC to? I guess the Madison Yards one.
Oh, that's perfect because the Jamba Juice is right there. I go to the AMC on Madison Yards.
Yeah, no, I go to that one too if I feel fancy.
Okay.
And because that's where I got to see Spider-Man No Way Home for free.
Oh, shit.
Damn, we just missed one at 12.
Oh, are you serious? What's the next one?
They have 320.
They have a 320 one.
They have a 320. They have a 115 3D. And then Dolby is 630 and 45.
Do you want to see the 3D one?
That's the thing. I don't know. 3D is like it doesn't bother me.
Sure.
Like, some people it actively bothers. But at this point, I just don't care about 3D anymore.
Okay.
I just don't particularly care.
Sure. It's more of a kid's visual kind of thing. You don't see a 40-year-old going to see a 3D
movie.
Well,
see, the thing is, the way 3D used to be, because remember when animated movies, like, tried to make things, certain things animated to look good in 3D?
Yeah.
Like, did you ever see Monsters vs. Aliens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that in 3D. Yeah, I saw that in 3D.
The ping pong?
Yes.
Or not the ping pong, the just the little rubber ball, paddle ball.
Mm-hmm, got it, yeah.
Yes. It's like they made it obvious that it's meant for 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually they just were like, we're just going to make some things pop out a little more.
Yeah.
Than other things.
You know, I used to be a fast eater when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. I just am a fast eater.
But then I started choking a lot. I was like, I don't...
Plaza's only 6 miles away. Because that's near me. And it's like, I felt like, what?
What do you do if we go to the one in Madison?
Either that, or if we do want to go see the 12 o'clock one. It's only 12:06.
Oh.
It's 21 minutes for previews.
That's true. You can still make it.
Yeah, no, because it's only like 2.4 miles away. We'd have to go like now, but.
Okay, let's go. And you just pop this up.
That's just if you want to go on ahead and make the previews, because I know it's 21 minutes exactly. It's 12:06. Oh, it'll take us 21 minutes to get there.
All right.
Well, so we will do. Oh dear.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not going to fly.
That's good. Well, apparently, it lied to me. Google said it was 2.4 miles away. My maps are saying it's 8 miles away.
That sounds more accurate.
Hey, that's where we are.
Because 2.4 miles in 20 minutes doesn't really make sense. Does it? Because I could walk that in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true.
Yeah, no, because see, look, it says 2.4 miles.
Madison Yards?
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
Maybe, I don't think they're strapping.
Unless it's, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't think it's 2.4 miles away. It's not far from here, I know that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like 15, 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you want to do the 3D one, I'll still do it.
Okay.
That's no problem. And you still can do it for free.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, those tickets are just valid for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do 1:15.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's just do that just to be safe. I get to finish my food.
Yeah, no. You get to chill, finish your food.
Even good. Here's it. I'll even sweeten the deal. My smoothie is 50% off. I'll buy you a smoothie. I'll just buy you a smoothie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a smoothie.
All right.
We'll make it worth our while.
Yeah. Someone's gonna be pissed. Someone's gonna be mad at me.
I told someone else we were gonna go see a movie.
And I was like with the tickets. We'll just have to pay for those, but it's fine. It'll be fine.
Because you said you used one.
I used one.
You have three.
I have three left. So,
you'll have one.
I'll have one left for myself.
You'll have to pay.
You'll have to pay. That's the deal. You'll have to pay. It's unfortunate.
You won't have to.
Oh, yeah. Mine will be free. I just feel bad.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm like, oh.
It's not the end of the world.
You have to spend money.
But I've been meaning to, I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard mixed things about it. Like, because critics hated it.
Sure.
But audiences said it was really cool. Like, it has like an 80% audience score or something, 84%.
That's meanwhile,
it's got like a 50% or something. It's got pretty low for critics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, critics were pretty hard on it.
This is shit.
But part of me also feels the same way about other movies, like where I'm like, why do people hate this movie?
Like what movie?
Like, okay, there's movies like Morbius that are obviously bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also not fun. There's also movies like Venom, which are objectively bad movies, but you have a fantastic time watching it.
And it was great. And I loved watching Venom. I love Tom Hardy in general.
I love both movies.
Anything
both
he does.
Both movies were also both objectively not fantastic movies.
I'm like, it's not really meant, it wasn't meant to be.
I loved them. They were the most glorious, beautiful piece of art trash fire I've ever seen in my life.
It's like Jackass.
Yeah.
Jackass is an objectively bad film, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful in how trashy it is. That's what it's for.
Yeah. But like things like that. Like there's movies that I'm like, it's bad, but like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really not. So I'm wondering if people just were expecting something different out of the movie.
I mean, I don't know how different you can really get at this point.
Well, because I know we're... Because the thing is, the last movie that came out...
Yeah.
The ending whole thing... Because you've seen that, right?
No, I didn't catch the one before this one.
Okay. Well, it's really weird.
Uh-huh.
Because it actually is very important.
Is it? fun.
Well, to just the overall plot, but you didn't miss much of the movie.
Okay.
It's a very basic explanation.
Gotcha.
A little girl makes a stupid decision and releases the dinosaurs.
Oh, sick.
Into the world.
That makes sense.
Into the world. And that is what they're dealing with. That is what they're dealing with in this movie, is that they're just everywhere now. Mm-hmm. Like, we just live amongst them now.
Oh, cool.
In the cities and stuff. Kind of brought back the taste of the Lost World Jurassic Park, where the T-Rex got loose in the city.
Yeah.
But now it's everywhere.
Okay, fine.
Because a stupid little girl decided, I want to save them, instead of letting them die peacefully.
I think I saw the trailer for that. And she lets them...
So she ends up realizing she was also a DNA carbon copy of somebody. Which is rough, but she realized, I'm the same as the dinosaurs. I'm going to free them. I'm going to give them a choice. And then she set them out on the world.
That's dumb.
Instead of letting them die. Because they were about to. They were about to just be, you know, there was like some toxic gas or whatever that like got loose in the thing that was going to kill them all.
Yeah.
And it was like, cool. So they humanely die. Like, they just kind of go. And then nobody has to worry about them. And she was like, no. Press the button and let them go.
Red button.
Because I think the father, made her a carbon copy of his daughter.
Okay.
So, like, it was like, she was branded to be the granddaughter, but in reality she was just a carbon copy of the daughter.
That's wild.
Like, yes, very fucked up, but like also you were not the same as the dinosaurs.
No,
they just DNA spliced you. They can do that literally today. They can literally make you from DNA today.
That's the scary part.
Like yes, the whole point is that she's a carbon copy of the mother, as opposed to, or like of the daughter or whatever, as opposed to, but like, we literally do that anywhere, where we can just like take the DNA of something, mix it with the DNA of someone else, and make something.
Would you want a carbon copy of yourself? Just around?
No.
You would want another, just like, hey, look, it's Philip. you can have him come to work, you know? Put him in center. Sure, every time you're scheduled for a sentence called Revolt, just put him in there. Just put carbon Philip.
Yeah.
Throw him in there. There you go, buddy.
Consent Discovery is your favorite ship.
He just screams the entire
time.
See, he really understands. He really understands the pain. He really understands the pain of Consent Discovery.
Yeah.
All the guests are just weirded out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Philip today? Like,
something's just tough about him.
He just kept screaming. He hasn't stopped. It's been 4 hours. He missed his lunch break. Like, I went before him. I just like, I'm gonna go to lunch now.
I'm his last break, and I just took it anyway.
Shane, I was like, I'm just gonna take this break. I'm gonna take it. Philip's acting weird.
He's just screaming.
He's just screaming. I'm gonna take his break.
That's all you.
That's
do.
It. That's it. That's all you can
I'm
do.
I'm just gonna take this.
You're not gonna tell a manager. You're not gonna call. You're not gonna call for help.
That's the decision rate. He's screaming. I'm gonna take his break.
I'm gonna separate myself from this situation.
And see if it's gone by the time I come back. Which I know it won't.
It won't. They get back until somebody taps him on the shoulder, and then whispers, "It's okay. It's okay, Chunky Monkey." And then he's like, but he still doesn't know what he's doing there. You don't explain him. You didn't explain shit to him.
He just goes back.
Welcome
to the vault.
Just have him standing outside of Sun Discovery. So you just have him standing right there. You have him be the greeter the entire time. This is good. And then somebody drops something, he starts screaming.
If you startle
him. You're trying to yell, it's okay, Chunky Monkey. You can't. He's like, I can't hear you. He's like aware of it. I think Carbon Me would be fun. But dangerous.
But yeah, because the whole thing of the second movie is that the island itself of the dinosaurs is about to blow up because of a volcano erupting. So they try to get a lot of the dinosaurs, they try to like get free, so a lot of the dinosaurs they were trying to like transport, some of them didn't make it.
Damn.
But they transport them, and then they end up, because they're trying to breed another, like, hybrid species of dinosaur.
Sick.
As while they're all gene-spliced creatures,
mm-hmm.
they have now been able to manipulate them so much where they can control exactly what they want to make.
Oh, that's wild.
So in the first movie, obviously, they had the Indominus Rex. They mixed Velociraptor with T-Rex and made a giant, almost impossible to deal with predator.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said, what if, hear me out, what if we had them better, smaller, and more aggressive?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they made it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They made it jet black with yellow accents. Like, it looked really cool, and it was trained, like, to follow lasers. Like, you could literally point at what it was meant to target, and it would go to it and kill it.
That's insane.
Like, laser pointer, like, literally, like, cat to a wall, like, that is what you're killing.
Okay, that's...
And it just look at that laser and be like, cool. And it would, like, it was, take the Indominus Rex, again, make it smaller, and then make it impossible to see. Literally just a modified Indominus Rex. Like, halfway between a Velociraptor and the T-Rex size. Like literally could fit, like, you could fit, like, 3 or 4 of them in this room. Like, they're small. Like,
that'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah, like, they were just meant to be, like, the, like, if the military was going out, you'd be like, send these stealth creatures to do the dirty work. They could.
That's nuts.
But they were, like, selling them on the black market.
Of course.
They were, like, selling all these dinosaurs on the black market to the highest bidder. And, of course, that one was, like, the prize one was this trained assassin dinosaur. Which was a cool concept that they, like, it's like, oh, we have this way to control what we make.
Yes.
We're going to make it a hybrid killer.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to literally do whatever you want. Take out whatever you need.
It's like, why would you make something that could basically...
And then, then it gets loose. And then there's and then the only cool part about this movie, in my opinion, in terms of plot, and it was only for, like, a couple minutes, and it was honestly what they should have focused on, I think, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a brief horror element to it, where the dinosaur, that assassin dinosaur got loose.
Yeah.
And they were in this mansion or whatever, trying to not be caught by it.
Yeah.
So it would be, like, in the windows or something. It'd be like, where is it? We would see it in the window. Like, it would be, like, it's like this horror element of hide from the monster.
It's kind
of... Like an alien vibe or something. And I'm like, that's what you should have focused on, that, like, running from this monster.
A little bit of mystery.
But yeah, and then eventually the girl realizes the truth about herself, and she's like, I'm going to free the dinosaurs, and I'm insane. Beep, and then sets them all loose on the world.
Right.
And that's what this movie is now dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The repercussions of what happens when you freaking send the dinosaurs out on the world.
Gotcha. The aftermath of before.
What happens if there's both carnivorous predators, literally just carnivorous predators running around. Mm-hmm. There's obviously the other ones too. But there's carnivorous predators amongst them.
The Brontosaurus is like, damn. It's pretty bad out here, man. Gosh, yikes. Good luck, guys. Good luck. I'm gonna go eat this shrub.
But apparently this movie's also gonna, like, add feathers to dinosaurs. Like, there's feathered dinosaurs.
It's a little Native American thing going on here.
Well, no, they're just going more scientifically accurate with the possibility of feathers.
Like, on the ones that fly, or, like, just in general?
No, just in general, because, I mean, that's what dinosaurs used to, like, supposedly had. They could have had feathers. So there's going to be feathered dinosaurs.
Okay.
Like, there's... I don't know what this one is, but they keep advertising it. It almost looks like a Velociraptor, but it's not. But it has giant arms. And it's, like, red feathered, and it can swim.
Oh, shit.
It's been in the trailers a lot.
I saw.
And I was like, I want to know the deal with that. And then they're dealing with, apparently, Blue has a kid. A small little baby raptor that gets captured. And I'm like, well, that's definitely Lost World.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic Park Lost World vibes right there. T-Rex baby was taken.
I told you about when I auditioned for Jurassic World, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Which one? The original one or the second one?
The Oh, sorry, not the movie.
The tour.
The Jurassic World.
Oh, Universal?
Yeah, Universal.
Low key, because now I do polar bear, I want to go to Universal so I can be blue and do the Velociraptor experience. Because I'm like, it's the same thing.
That was something I wanted to do, but they were looking for, the audition was catered to stunt performers, to which I am not. Because I was asked to do certain things that I couldn't necessarily do.
Oh, for like one of the, would it be for one of the shows, more or less, or would it be for the Velociraptor taming or the Velociraptor itself?
No, they didn't even get, I didn't even get to, the puppet aspect of the show. They just did all the audition work prior to that was just flips, just tricks.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that would mean it was probably probably a stunt performance, show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think I've seen. I don't know. I think I've seen some stuff.
I watched a few YouTube videos of the show, and I was like, I could do all those things without having to, you know what I mean? It's just like...
But am I? Will I? It's not that I can or can't, but will I?
They didn't think I was a good fit. I was like, that's fine.
Oh, God, that's still getting more and more. It gets more and more filled up every time.
You're like, oh, they're picking up fast. We gotta refill these free, what do they call? Timeshares. Timeshares. Yeah. Let's get these people buying timeshares. Come on. We got a pyramid scheme to run. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Time is money. Timeshare is money. Timeshare is money. That's what they do. They have a whole there's a whole seminar. Did you watch it? Did you watch the seminar?
I had a TED talk. Come on.
There's a book. It's a guy who wrote a book.
I wrote a book. It's just a book with his picture. He just stayed taped on top of another author.
It's just that as the cover.
Register now.
Register now, free.
Bahamas Vacation for Two. Written by Dr. Martin. And with a picture of just me taped to it.
It's just Dr. Martin. No last name. It's just Philip's face. Dr. Martin, I have a question.
Dr.
Martin, that's awesome.
But no, I've been...
It's like, no, I'm not related to Luther King. Yeah.
No.
Great question.
I'm not taking any Luther King related questions.
About the Montgomery Boys, we don't have to talk.
No Luther King.
I was not around. So when you got arrested, how did that? Was not there. Dude, I'm.
No,
I'm also not black. Can we start there? Let's start there. I am not of that race.
Let's begin with that.
They just keep asking him as if he's Martin Luther King Jr.
Let's move on to the subject, alright?
Can we get to the book? Can we get to the actual? Let's get to your future. Your retirement future.
Can we get to this pyramid scheme?
It's like, I want your money, fuck!
I want your money.
Just lose the shit.
I'm tired of all of you.
That's all the time we have for Dr. Martin. Thank you so much, guys.
I'm tired of all of you. You're all stupid.
He's like, we need to go, Doctor. Dr. Martin, we need to go. Shut up, Lorraine.
Oh, you need therapy. You need to leave. You need to leave.
I cannot. This thing is not as good as I thought. It's basically a pancake. And it's trying to be cornbread, which makes it taste weird. And then it's salty.
Is it a pancake trying to be cornbread, or is it cornbread trying to be a pancake?
I think they met in the middle.
I think a pancake and a cornbread got real freaky one night.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they made.
I think they were mixing their drinks. They were mixing their liquor. They were mixing their browns and their whites. Mm-hmm. And then they threw up on this. They threw up on a pancake and said, it's cornbread now.
We just threw up into nothingness and created
this monstrosity. So the batter from the vomit created this pancake cornbread situation.
They just mix together. And then they put it on a grill.
They shouldn't have went to work the next morning. They were like, I don't feel good, man. Just go to the bathroom.
On a grill.
They're like, yeah, but I got to get this order in. Number 13.
I have two orders of number 13.
Number 13, come on. That was coming up. That came up. And that is disgusting. It's gross.
It wasn't the only thing that came up. But
that was a delightful meal.
Yes, it was delightful. And 1226.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do so that it's easier. I'm gonna set the tickets up now, just so that there's no issues when we get there. All I gotta do is just scan it, go through. Yeah.
Yeah, just go.
All hail plankton. All hail plankton.
I'll be the security if anything.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, pull out.
Literally, if there's a threat upon my life, I will be the security there.
As you should.
Like, now, like, I'm not going to pull out my gun just because there's a homeless guy in there.
No.
But if he's in there and he's actively, like, being a life threat,
mm-hmm.
like, absolutely not. No. I ain't playing with that. How dare they send entertainers to go after them?
That's what it was like when I went, when I got there that Friday that I wasn't scheduled, that I wasn't supposed to be there for. I knew that, like, I could kind of move around as I pleased for two main reasons. One, I know that building better than most of the people that are in charge. And two, their security is shit.
Yeah.
They're a shit show. They're it's comedy almost, in a way. Can almost laugh at it. Yeah. To like send somebody to go get someone. You know how long that would take? They'd be gone. They'd be out of the building. They'd have already killed half the people in the building.
Well, and my theory is based on when they told me that, or like when and where they told me that he showed up from. I'm mm-hmm. like, I think he grabbed a shirt. I think because apparently he came in through the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, that storage area is right there.
Yeah.
He could have popped in, grabbed a shirt, and then all of a sudden, boom, no one would know where he is.
Inconspicuous.
Because everyone's looking for a shirtless man.
Right.
Boom, he puts on a Coca-Cola shirt, he looks like a fan.
Smart man.
And they never found him.
Nope.
At least I don't think they did.
I'm sure. He probably went in and then realized there was nothing there for him and then left.
Well, grabbed a shirt, walked around.
Right, he got a free shirt. That's what he got. Got a free Coke shirt.
Maybe went to taste it.
Just had a couple drinks. It's like, I'm thirsty, guys. I'm just thirsty.
But, like, the fact that someone can just get in, because you at least had a badge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the very least, that works.
So. And it was still working until they deactivated it that same day.
Yeah, I'm sure it deactivated that same day. Mm-hmm. I'm sure as soon as they found out you were there.
Yeah, since they knew my presence was there, was known. I was at ticketing for a while, and then I took a phone call. If I didn't take that phone call, I would have been out of there. They would have even known I was there. And I saw David and Miss Jean. Or not David, Doc. Doc and Miss Jean.
Doc and Miss Jean.
And they were like, you need to leave. I was like, okay. And then I walked back inside through the main entrance, past security, by the way. Like how you would normally go into the building as a guest. I walked in right there, right?
Yeah.
And then I spent the next 15 minutes saying goodbye to people. Took a picture with you in the polar bear suit.
Yeah.
And then went about my day. That was it. And then when you texted me, told me that they were looking for me, I was in the retail store at that point.
Yeah.
Getting my picture. Which looked great, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I love that picture.
It's iconic.
I have that picture still on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
That was how I had to... That's how I had to show Allegra what you actually looked like.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Yeah, it was a joyous occasion, a joyous moment. I was like, it was time. I showed that months ago.
I just think they were pissed off about the fact that he just didn't check his email.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was just pissed off about that.
Oh, I would be. If I was his manager, I'd be pissed. If I was Isaiah, I'd be pissed.
But it's like, really? Like, Did you not?
I was like, how do you fail to do a basic task?
Because that's how you send a 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You email.
Email.
Or you talk to it in person. And it's like, there are two ways to do it. Mm-hmm. Both are legitimate ways to do it.
Yeah.
And you just like,
boom. You just like, you almost never have time to do it in person. So it's like,
well, because anytime you try, he's like, I'm in a meeting.
Right. I'm like, is there a meeting every hour?
He's almost always in a fucking meeting. Like, I feel like I've never been able to talk to him ever.
He doesn't have time to check his emails. He's in a meeting.
He's on his damn computer. He's in a meeting.
He can't check his email. Sorry, guys. I didn't see that email from 2 weeks ago. He's in a meeting. The album was okay. I listened to the whole album. So I listened to the song, right? The single was like the cigarette single. And then That's How They Get You. And then I listened to the album and I was like, the album's not that good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a big fan of albums, really. I'm more of a fan of just the songs themselves.
Oh, sure.
And now there are some, you know, albums that do have just multiple bangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, okay. All right, hit it.
Yeah, I love a good album. A good album.
But, like, I really like that album. As it was.
Mm-hmm. It's a great single.
Great single.
Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets. Just love. We can dance. Oh, that's the job just right there. Until we die. You and I. And then you can park right over here. We'll be young forever. You big bitch. You're so dumb with this. Yeah, fuck up the lyrics, Philip. Fuck them up. Yeah, disrespect Katy Perry like that. Don't have a Jamba Juice. Awesome. Just one touch. Now, baby, I believe this is real. Then don't ever look back. It's French. What does "bch" mean then?
It's French. It's kind of the weird French hybrid, mm-hmm, Austrian version of bitch.
Ah, you say "bch", you "bch". That makes sense. That's where the Austrian comes from. It's nice. It's nicer.
Like there's like half of the "ch" is French, but the other half of it is Austrian.
Yeah, I like it. What is he doing? I could have sworn I thought there was a car coming this way, and he just drives. You should like really slowly onto the other lane. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you asking to die?
They finally made it up to this part of it because they were over by the light on the other side. Okay. When I first got here, so they really have been making progress. I mean, they're over by the stop sign.
I guess. It's been a while.
Because there's the stop sign, and then there's the gas station and stuff where the light is. That's where they were morning when I came in.
Okay. Damn. That bus ride's going to be shit. I'm coming, Jenny. I'm coming. Might be a little late.
Well, you know, I guess this makes up for the stop sign.
Yeah.
Just letting us through.
Thank you.
Slowly but surely.
Jesus
Christ.
Bich.
Literally, there was no reason to slam your brakes.
Yikes.
I don't understand that.
That was a lot.
He had no reason to slam his brakes.
He probably wasn't looking at the roads when he looked up. He stopped just in case.
Either way. Then why aren't you looking at the road?
Exactly.
That's a whole nother problem.
Yeah, that is. That's worse.
All right, be kind. You're not being kind.
You're not being kind. You're being a bich.
You're being a bich.
All right, it's French.
In Austria.
It's Frostrian. Fucking dickhead. Like, ass white.
Where are you from? I'm Frostrian. Where
is that? Luxembourg? Where is that? Where is that exactly?
Well, so my mom is from Paris, France. Uh-huh. But my dad is from Austria.
Okay.
So we call it Frostria.
Ah, it's like, all right. They're not even bordered. All right.
But like, that doesn't say where you were born.
Right. Like, where were you conceived, sir? Where did they fuck?
In Frostria.
That's not a thing. It's not a
place. We're France and Austria border. What?
No, they don't border. They don't border.
They literally don't border.
Italy is closer to France than Austria. What are you talking about?
We're talking about East European and then like mainstream European.
I like how France is mainstream European.
I mean, come on. Mainstream is that whole like Spain,
Spain, France, Portugal,
Italy,
like those.
Yeah,
the romantics.
The whole left side of East. We're talking literally
the liberals,
West
the liberals
Europe.
Of Europe.
the literal West Europe, and then you have Eastern Europe. There is a border between East and West Europe.
Sure.
It is not with it is France.
No, and definitely not Austria. Like, you gotta... What were you thinking at that point?
I don't think you understood the question, sir.
I didn't. Unfortunately.
Maybe I'm just that much of a legend. Yo.
wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, if you're going to pull out the legend
card. That's a big card.
Maybe Frostria could be thing.
You better have some miles on that shit.
You can't just be, like, pulling it out, and you're not.
No.
Like, you don't...
That's not how it works. You don't just be a legend.
I don't think you waited the 5 to 7 business days to get your card.
5 to 7 business days.
Give or take. There was a bank holiday that week. I waited at least 8. I had 8 minimum. On
really?
My, yeah.
They gave me 4.
Really?
They were like, so, okay.
They always like the new guys better.
Well, so there's like their policies 5 to 7, but because of the pandemic, like Amazon, they'll give it to you a day early.
Maybe because I got it at a time
early. You got it earlier than me.
I did.
You got your legendhood before the pandemic.
That is true. I
got mine after the pandemic. Okay. So, like, I got mine a couple of days. I got mine a day early.
Okay.
I got it on the 4th day instead of the 5th day.
Got it. Okay.
It's just, they're not free distributing them. They're just quicker.
They were helping you out a little bit. They were like, okay,
there's
we'll
give
you your
legend
stimulus.
Cards being distributed right now.
Here's your stimulus package.
They get a little.
Here's your legend card at the same time. They're just like, we're just going to put it in the same envelope.
And we're putting it in the form of a tax return.
Tax return. So 1099. Make sure you file that on January. All right. There you go.
And here's your gold card.
And here's your gold card. It's gold.
So you're telling me, where's your gold card?
Where's your gold?
Where's Frostria?
Bring it.
Give me
Frostria. Frostria, bring it. Bring it here.
All right, Frostria, give it here.
Give it here. Come here, goddammit. I got it. Well, sir, always a pleasure.
Always. Yeah, this was fun. I'm glad we're able to hang out again. It's been far
too long. Too long.
Alrighty, so before I depart, I'll be reading a poem of mine, if you don't mind. Don't worry, it's quite short. It's quite simple. It's called Softly, Slowly. Walk softly, you'll be fine. Inconspicuous, through rubble and debris. The dead will not be bothered, for obvious reasons. Walk slowly, it's quite all right. Down rapid rivers and streams, it seems time has given you grace in this race. Take full advantage. Maybe you'll manage to avenge the dead by living a little. Speak slowly, you'll be fine. Over a crowd so loud, they awaken the dead. Finish your thought, then be silent. Ah. Now they listen, because you're different. Speak softly, it's quite all right. Death defying confidence, a big stick to carry. Marry it, walk with it across the longest bridge. Get to the other side, and remind us why we choose to live.
Mark, no, Mark, don't you dare. No, Mark, no, no, Mark, don't you.
Yay!
Okay, hear me out. So, Flo from Progressive, the Gecko from Geico, and not the new guy, but the original Jake from State Farm are having a threesome. Good night.